Good morning, my family. Our quote for today comes from Barack Obama. He says, "Change will not come if we wait for some other person or some other time. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the change that we seek." Think about it. The conductor of a great orchestra was conducting a rehearsal in which the orchestra was joined by a great choir. About halfway through the session, with trumpets blaring, drums rolling, and violins stringing a rich and passionate melody, the piccolo player said to himself, "Why should I bother playing? I'm the only piccolo player in this great orchestra, and what difference does it make if I play or not play? No one's going to hear me, so I might as well stop playing." So he kept the instrument to his mouth, but he didn't make a sound. As the orchestra was coming to a crescendo, the conductor suddenly stopped and said, "Where's the piccolo player? I need you to play your part." It was then that the piccolo player realized that though he was not as thunderous as the drums, as loud as the trumpets, nor as majestic as the violins, that he was just as important as of the other instruments because he was missed by the ear of the most important person of all. He was missed by the conductor of the band. My sisters and my brothers, there are times in life that we may feel insignificant and useless. We are often surrounded by people with greater talent than ours and frequently make the mistake of diminishing our value by thinking that what we have to offer is not important. When we do that, we dishonor God. In essence, we are telling God that he has made a mistake because, "God, what you have given me is not good enough to do what you want me to do, so I'm not going to waste my time." And in those moments of weakness, we are tempted to just settle back and let somebody else do the work. For we foolishly think that we have nothing to offer and that what we do have to offer, the little we have to offer, won't make much difference anyway. But I want to remind you of Gideon, who said to the angel, "How can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family." Then there's Moses, who thought he was inadequate to do what God wanted him to do because he stuttered. And we must not forget how a little boy offered his small lunch of 2 fish and 5 small pieces of bread to Jesus, and Jesus used it to feed thousands. In the same way, God can use us. Do y'all remember the parable of the talents in Matthew chapter 5? The master gave one servant 5 talents, another servant 2 talents, and another 1. I want you to notice this, that the servant who received 2 talents received the same blessing as the one who received 5 talents. And God called them both blessed and greatly rewarded them. I thought it interesting that the one who received the 2 talents did not complain that the master gave him less than the one who received 5. But the one who received 1 talent was like the piccolo player who didn't want to waste his time. And the master punished him for his neglect, for he did not value what the master gave him. This is the point I want you to get. No matter how small the gift you have, God needs you to offer that gift to him in his service. For in God's eyes, it is a great thing to do a little thing well. Let's pray. God, you have been consistent in your expressions of love all of our lives. The blessings you have bestowed on us are undeserved, and we are grateful. So we rise this morning with appreciation and praise in our hearts. God, we desperately desire to see your glory manifested among us. We pray for miracles and blessings in the world. We petition you to reveal your saving grace to a world that has lost its way. our heart's desire and passion is for a Pentecostal experience so that our sons and daughters, our neighbors and our friends, and everyone we meet will know that you are Savior, you are God. Manifest your glory through your people. This is our prayer. And use us this day to accomplish your will. For it's in Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. This brings us to another close of Monday morning devotional. But always remember, live each day in love with God. Y'all be good. Until the next time. Bye.